And welcome back, hour number three. Norbert Heuser is back with us tonight. He is a man who has come up with a technique, a technology, to try to address the issue of these awful electromagnetic fields that go through every cell of the human body nonstop. And they come into the body and they completely disorient some cells. They hit cells differently. But he's got a way to calm that all down and make it much more tolerable. I don't think anyone would profess to say, unless you were sealed up in a Faraday cage, you're going to be able to avoid these things. You just can't. But you can take steps to mitigate the raucous nature, how's that, of how this body of ours actually is damaged by electromagnetic frequencies. It's not a pretty picture. So we always learn when Norbert is on. He's back tonight. Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well. Thanks a lot for having me tonight. Looking forward.
My pleasure. First of all, have you been back to Germany since you were on last time? I can't remember.
Yeah, I was in Germany. I came back 2 weeks ago, and I'm going next week again.
Wow. So what's up in Germany that's bringing you back?
Yeah. We'll talk about it in a very minute.
Okay.
Tonight, Jeff, I'd like to say that I will repeat a few things which we talked about over the last 2 years or so, 3 years since we're together. And
yes.
I bring out a few new facts and information which I guess none of your listeners has ever been introduced to. And if so, maybe 1, 2, 3%. But I got to bring it on the table because I'm getting a bit impatient with my fellow men when I see how ignorant they are what's going on, whether it's political field or other fields, but now in this theme, how ignorant they are concerning electromagnetic radiation. The problem is you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't see it. The danger seems to be not present for people. And I keep saying, for me, the main reason, number one, why every third person is dying of cancer is electromagnetic radiation. Full stop. It's my total belief. There may be other additional factors, but the main reason for this incredible amount of people dying of cancer is electromagnetic radiation, you know?
It's well, I'll certainly concur that it is absolutely involved. It's not making the body function better when it needs that kind of help. And in fact, it's doing the opposite. So, yeah, we're on the same page there. Yeah, I agree. It's everywhere. So, remember 150 yes. years ago, friends, there was no electromagnetic frequency to speak of on this planet. A few solar issues once in a while, thunder and lightning storms, little electromagnetic pulses, but nothing. The human body simply cannot adapt and acclimatize itself to the amount of electromagnetic frequency radiation, EMR, that has been introduced on this planet in the last 150 years. Can't happen. No. And you're seeing the results. Go ahead.
Would you allow me to modify what you just said?
Sure.
Please. We have two types of electromagnetic radiation. One is man-made, which we're talking about here.
Right.
And one is natural occurring electromagnetic radiation, which is called as well geopathic zones or geopathic stress zones, which I kindly offer to you to do a show specifically about this. So there was always electromagnetic radiation, and actually the human body has a natural electromagnetic radiation. As we measure the speed of a car in miles and your weight in pounds, we measure electromagnetic radiation in microwatts per square meter. And we all have electromagnetic radiation. And without this electricity in our body, our heart, our brain couldn't function. However, the natural occurring electromagnetic radiation in our body is 80 microwatts per square meter. 80.
Right.
When we should not have more than 100. More than 120 is bad.
Uh-huh.
Now, if we make a phone call, cell phone call, we have easily 1,000 to 2,000. This is according to German building biologists.
1,000 to 2,000. Wow, that's a lot.
Highly, highly dangerous cancer. That's what German building biologists make statements. The most prominent one, Mr. Mays, died a few years back, with whom I was in intense contact and communication, one of the greatest guys I ever met in this field. So 80 is normal. 100 finish line, 120, more than that, illness. More than 1,000, highly risk of danger, cancer. Now, if we make a phone call, cell phone call, 1,000, 2,000 is easy. If we drive an electric car, we have 6 to 8,000, maybe even 10,000 meanwhile. 6 to 10,000. So it is brutal, you know. All right. So I brought you one image. If you could pull up image number one. I trust you have it.
Sure. Look under Norbert's name in guests, and you'll see the word, I believe it's images. It's right below his name. Click that and open up that page.
Please. So as a reminder, a starter to come to the point why I'm in Germany at the moment, so intense. You see that of an overview about 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. People should have shouted loud and demonstrated when in 2010 4G came up, because 4G is already the devil. 1, 2G, 3G was a kind of bit of a harmless toys. Yes, did it harmless? Yeah. But starting with 4G, that was it. And 5G in 2020. All right. Now in the future, I will add to this graphic 6G. The main reason I was in Germany now is 6G. We know that these good fellows behind the curtain, once they officially talk about something, we know that it has been unofficially already a long time applied. They don't tell you, we apply from tomorrow 6G, we'll test it now. They test this. They use this as guinea pig, as always, and test it behind our back, and, of course, technology against it. So this is why I was in Germany now so intense. I have programmed all my products now to cover 6G. As from last week, all my products which protect from harmful electromagnetic radiation are now 6G upgraded.
So Norbert can remotely configure his products. So whatever you have is updated. All right. 3G, 4G, 1 to 2 billion hertz. 5G, 1 to 70 gigahertz. 6G, where will that be? Now, 6G is a number of years away from being deployed. I tried to find out over and over again, when is 6G coming, just for my own curiosity reasons. Go ahead.
In Korea, it's already there.
Wait. South Korea already has 6G deployed? It's out?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Didn't know.
I'm sure that certain places in Europe, in America, 6G is applied primarily by the armies.
That makes sense.
5G, which we think is new, they published this in 2020, 5G has been already applied by the American Army since the 60s. Since 1960s, 5G has been applied as a weapon.
Even though it's a short millimeter wave technology, the military went ahead and incorporated that in any case. They may have had a way to boost it. We don't know, but
they had some kind of guns, look like a bit like a machine gun, like you know, and attacked and just targeted people, individuals, and you have a burning sensation in your body, like the skin is you burning alive, and people run away and they use it for.
They call them crowd dispersal technologies. Sure.
Exactly. So, from last week on, my products are 6G. So, people who have bought my products in the past, they don't need to send them back, upgrade them, pay any money. With the initial price, it's been taken care of. So, they just have it now. They don't know that they have it, but they have it now. So, and you don't need to. I'm sure we're going to be guinea pigged with this. This is why I did it now. It was time for me to do it now. Because when we use it as guinea pigs, we only find out later. With the latency, we'll find out, they already did that, you know. So, and the 6G is not defined yet between all these parties involved. there are still fluctuations about the frequency spread, about the frequencies they will be using. It's beyond 5G. It's proprietary. I cannot say more than I am prepared, no matter how far they go, I have prepared for that. I'm not talking about 1 gigahertz or 2 gigahertz more. You have to think here about in tens gigahertz and hundreds of gigahertz. So that is new. And it's very important to me that I can offer this service to mankind, even though a lot of people don't have even a regular protection for their cell phone. This drives me nuts. Wherever I travel, when I see what I call ignorance, my lady who does my websites, who sees all my products, sees all the videos, all the demonstrations, she doesn't have these products for her family and her child. No, she doesn't have it. And, and it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So now, if we go to picture number two, I want to make...
Norbert, would you get a little closer to the mic? I want to raise your volume a little bit if I can.
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Better?
Yeah, go ahead. That's
Is
good.
It better?
Yeah. Boom it up. Just boom right into that mic so we get as much as we can.
Jeff?
Can't get too much of Norbert. All right. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I hear you again. Okay. Are you there?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. So if we look at quickly at image number two, transmission towers.
Typical tower, if you're not with us and able to see, looking at the top of a very heavily armed with weaponry, a cell phone tower. Lots of those rectangular tall emitters up there. Go ahead.
Yep. And most people can detect them, and they're so obvious, so big. But then we have something, the image number three, which are transmitters.
There are two images. It's a picture of a top of some houses with the ocean behind, and there's a telephone pole right in the middle. We see the first image, and then we see the second one with a red square around it. So what are we looking at there?
Well, the red square around it, I did it because if you look at the first picture on top, you hardly realize it's a transmitter.
Yes.
It vanishes. So I put the red frame in the picture around it to point it out. Look, guys, this is a typical example what a transmitter can look like, and you're not realizing it.
Is that a 5G transmitter or a combo 4G, 5G?
That's only 4G.
4G, okay.
Okay. So to create the awareness, guys, we have transmitters now everywhere in lampposts, in street signs, in traffic lights, everywhere. So I'll brought you here image number four, and I encourage every listener, please, tonight, light, guys, I'm very frank. I may be too aggressive tonight, but I have to shake you to wake you up. Image number four, please go to antennasearch.com. Antennasearch.com. Put in your street address, and it shows you within a 3-mile radius how many transmitters and big antennas, transmission towers there are. Okay?
I have that on my homepage on the left side, antennasearch.com, to help people understand that they are, in many cases, living in a very unhealthy environment. We need to know. They're not going to tell us.
No. So, guys, I give you tonight, all the information I need to give you that you are prepared and defend yourself and create awareness. To be aware of a problem is already half the solution, but you have to be aware of it. And I trust the listeners of your shows are at the higher ranking in our society of awareness. Otherwise, you would be
watching. They're the best.
Yes.
I agree.
So then look at image number five.
Okay, that's Clearwater, Florida. It's a map. Wi-Fi penetration. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know they had islands right off Clearwater. Those look like they're artificial islands. They look like Dubai. Is that what's going on down there?
I live on one, yeah.
Oh, you live on one of those? Is that artificial? They look like artificial islands.
No, they're not.
Huh. Very interesting.
So if we go to the next image then, to image number 5, antenna search comparison.
Uh-huh.
You see, I made a big statistic to make you aware to show you. In downtown Clearwater, which is a small town, in 2021, there were 342 antennas. In 2023, there were 353 antennas. The big transmission towers, there were 99 in 21, and now 114. The number goes permanently up.
Uh-huh.
Then I have found the statistic of my company, where my company is, in an industrial park and city. So you see all of a sudden that the transmission towers in 1 year increased from 154 to 185. 40 more towers.
All those red dots within the circle, Norbert, are towers, right? They're antennas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now look at the next page I gave you, where I have written down these comparison, these numbers.
Yes, I see them.
Okay.
2021 and 2023. They're building quickly. They're not letting moss grow under their feet.
For our listeners, to wake up. Mm-hmm. You are not aware how many there are. Plus, every day you're traveling 5-10 miles down the street. Everywhere you're passing them, and they're shooting at you. Please be aware of these towers and transmissions. Good. Now, I went for another reason to Germany. If we look at the image.
Hold on. I have a question, Norbert. The image we're looking at now, downtown Clearwater, and then you say my company. Now, are these just different totals that you've come up with that the official release is not mirroring? You have more than they do. Is that what we're looking at here?
Clearwater is downtown Clearwater, 3 miles. But then my company is based outside of downtown Clearwater, more in an industrial area, right?
I see.
And there you have a totally different picture because more business. Downtown Clearwater is a bit sleepy. Okay.
Got it. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
If I would take cities like Tampa or New York or whatever, you would go crazy over the number. Right. So the second reason I was in Europe, if we look at number 11.
I don't have them numbered per se. What are we looking at in the image so I can direct people there?
Oh, certificate new ST950. Certificate new ST950.
Okay, I see it. Go down to... scroll down, this is about halfway down, you'll see a BESA, the BESA Institute certificate. Looks like a nice certificate. So, okay, tell us. Smart Defender SD9-50.
So I have always a target to differentiate myself because out there are so many products which do not work, which promise the consumer to protect you, but they don't. They don't. They just don't work. But the consumer doesn't know. How can they test it? They don't know. So the BESA Institute, and I'm only one or two companies in the world which has done that, they tested the product to certify, yes, what's been promised in the literature is what's been delivered. There's no discrepancy. So I had now, as since my last test was, the initial test was 2 years ago, I had all my products tested again last month. And this is the brand new one because I want to assure the consumers we're not taking you for a ride against my ethics. So you,
Of course.
You can be rest assured that I stay on top of my quality control, and this is my homework I did. So I spend a lot of time, a lot of money there to have these things tested. All right. Good. Here I give you an image which we believe never had before. It's on my number 12. It's a thermophotography. It's the next one from the certificate we just had.
Okay, it's right below the certificate, yeah.
So I went to a company which does thermophotography. The camera picks up on the heat, on the different intensity level of heat. So on the left side, you see the head of my office manager. The black is his hair. And you see certain spots in red and yellow and so on and so forth.
Right.
And the brighter the color is, so red is very warm, very hot. Brown is a bit less, but still, and yellow and so on. And it goes down to blue and black, which is very cold. So on the left side, you see a normal headshot with this gentleman. On the very right side, you see this gentleman, his head, the heat on his skin, in his head, after a 10-minute unprotected cell phone call. So he was making a phone call for 10 minutes.
I get it. If you look at the picture, the third one, you can see his nose and mouth on the left. The first two don't show it as well. But you'll get the idea. It's a profile shot. Now, is that heat in his brain from using the cell phone held up to his head, or is he holding it at arm's distance? I assume he's using it like most people, holding it close to him.
Yeah, on his head, on his ear, but like most people, you know.
Got it.
And it shows you how the skin has heated up. This image doesn't show you how far it has penetrated in his head. I don't have
that's the external. That's just the skin. Okay.
Yeah. Skin, right? So, and in the middle, you see, after 10 minutes phone call with my protection.
Got it.
So between unprotected and send phone call makes
it's basically almost back to baseline. Very close. Yeah. So that's with the SD9.
Yeah, no, the cell phone unit called cell phone, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cell phone unit. All right, good. Now, I must tell you that a friend of mine, he worked with a company called Ericsson, which was back in the 70s.
They make cell phones in the beginning, one of the early ones.
They were the number one in the world of cell phone manufacturing from Scandinavia.
Right.
And he worked for them. And he told me the story. They took pigs and attach the cell phone, mobile phone, to the skull, to the head of the pig. Turn it on and let them run around for a while, how many hours. Then they grabbed the pigs and slaughtered them and cut off the skull for them to see how far did the radiation and the heat penetrate the brain. So they already knew this is happening.
Oh, they don't care. Humans don't matter. The only thing that matters about us is the money to buy their products. They don't care about anything else. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
No. So, and he told me this story as a whistleblower in confidence. Said, look, this is, we knew it. We did the test and the results were obvious. Mm-hmm. But the files were buried deep in the bunker.
Got it.
So I want to make sure that our listeners understand whatever they do with us, whether it was the vaccination or whether it was this and that and the other, or stories about wars and about this and that, in principle, what's on the front page are always lies. They're always lies.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be aware of it. So then I brought you something which may be total new to you, hopefully, that I can give you some new information. With cell phones, there is a number called SAR. The other day there was a scandal with some iPhone 12 in France and so on. You may have heard about it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. And in this context, you hear something which is the most perverted of all. What I tell you now, for me, is the most perverted. The SAR, which stands for specific absorption rate. It's, so to speak, a governor. What kind of value does a cell phone allow out to have, to run on? What's the maximum penetration? Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, who decides this SAR rate, what the maximum is? So when they stopped this company there, this product, the other way, a few weeks ago, it for me was a joke. It was a complete joke. But okay. Because you have to understand, in the industrial world, products which are going to test by some institutions are typically not the products which are sold later.
Hmm.
These products which go to test are always tuned for the test. And a decent institute buys the products to test on the market. So the company who's been tested never knows, where do they buy the products to test me now?
I see. Smart.
Okay. Yeah. So now who decides this SAR? I can tell you it's not the FDA. It's not any governmental entity. It's created, designed, and written, or better say, it's invented by what's called the International Commission of Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. One more time. The International Commission of Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. Sounds great, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Sounds impressive. Okay.
Yeah.
Now the question is, who is this International Commission? It's an office, a company registered by the mobile phone industry.
Well, the fox in the- big surprise. Big surprise. They everything is rigged now. It just seems like it's all rigged. Wow.
But that started already 30, 40 years ago. That's not new. And it never came to the surface. Okay. So the phone industry creates their own company. And company decides what is the rate we're going to penetrate the bodies with our fellows.
Right.
Their rules and regulations correspond to absolutely nothing. And the consumers, of course, led to believe, oh, with this institution, they know what they're doing. It's factual. It's transparent. It couldn't be further from the truth. It's the fox in the hen house. So they came up with a number and said, okay, a phone cannot have more than this and this penetration. Otherwise, it's dangerous. All right. And how do they come up with that number? We're talking about 30 years ago. The limit value is based on the radiation intensity which warms a lifeless body by 1 degree Celsius within 30 minutes.
Huh. A corpse.
Yes.
30 minutes, 1 degree Celsius.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most perverted thing ever. And the second most perverted thing that, of course, World Health Organization, FDA, and all type of governmental institution adopt these values. And they don't ask any questions. They don't question their method. They don't question the values they find. Nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the president of this organization is Professor Bernhard. I'm not sure he's still on top, but he used to be. He's the president of the International Commission of Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. So he was accused publicly in Germany. People accused him and said, hey, the limitations are so high that it got to make the people sick. That's unacceptable. You've got to drastically reduce these limitations. People get sick from it. You got to reduce it. And now here comes his answer. And you cannot invent this. Impossible. And here's what he said. if we reduce the limited values, then you will destroy the business.
Well, I'm not surprised.
And they're so arrogant.
So the safety standards themselves are bogus.
Yes, completely. Completely mm-hmm. invented by the phone industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
Would yeah. We have these wonderful signals and we complain if for 10 seconds we have a weak signal, right? These signals are so strong that it destroys your bone marrow. It destroys your DNA.
We know that.
It's known. It is known. And here again, the information, which I may have mentioned before, go to my website or YouTube and look for videos with Dr. Barry Trower. Dr. Barry Trower is a whistleblower.
He's a retired whistleblower. Yeah, wonderful.
Yes, yeah. From the British Army. And I was in communication with him, and he is an old-type English gentleman. On top of that, he does not use cell phones. He has only a conventional landline, and he only writes handwritten letters. So I had to write him letters, and I didn't handwrite them because my handwriting is so bad. I typed them, and he would answer with a handwritten letter. It was going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Got it.
So if you listen to this man, he got nothing to lose. He tells you as it is. Please, if you don't want to listen to me, which I understand, you don't trust me, which is okay, you don't think I don't know what I'm talking about, it's okay. He is one of the two, three most qualified people in this world talking about this. There are plenty of YouTube's interviews. Please listen to them. This is your assignment, your homework. Spend the weekend listening to 5-10 of his videos. And then there is a second gentleman from Scandinavia, Dr. Ola Johansson. He was a professor at the university in Sweden. And he gives seminars and workshops, especially as well in regards to the damage for children and pregnant women.
Right.
And then I mentioned before, and there is an image there. We have it on your website, the book. From Captain Flynn. This is not Flynn like the American Flynn in the politics. His name is Flynn as well. He's a retired
Mike Flynn.
A warfare specialist from the Canadian mm-hmm. Army. And he wrote a book, The Danger of 5G. And this gentleman, in this book, the most intense book I've ever seen in my lifetime on the subject, he tells everything. At what year the World Health Organization was aware of this and this by this meeting, and what date and time over the last 40 years. He writes it down. He tells you all the internals of all these governmental institutions and their agreements and what they have done. The book
His name is Captain Jerry Flynn, retired electronic warfare specialist. You're not going to get any better qualification than that. He reminds me of a Barry Trower type of person.
Yes.
The book is called Hidden Dangers. All right. Very good. Below there. You'll see it where we were last.
If you read the lines below the hidden danger, it's interesting. If you read that verse.
The SAR?
No. He says, below the hidden danger, the text, the title, there's a bit of a subtitle.
Oh, yes. How governments, telecom, and electric power utilities suppress the truth about the known hazards of electromagnetic field radiation.
Yes. So there it is. He says
this, this is kind of a must-read book.
Yes.
Is it available on Amazon? I assume it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, very good.
So I promised you I'll bring you tonight some information, which as such you may have not heard or don't know, and I come a bit more here. I'm tired of trying to be politically correct or tap dance around the truth.
Yes. Okay? Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. I feel I compromise myself by not saying, look, this is what it is. And if you don't believe me, that's okay. I don't blame you. It's okay. It's fine. But I tell you how it is, how I see it. And you mm-hmm. must think and see whether this sounds right. And then I give you some supportive material where you can see it. So, and then these idiots who have no idea what they're talking about, I bought 22 products on Amazon, which are all promising to protect you from electromagnetic radiation. And we had a double-blind kinesiology test, not done by me, by a very professional doctor in front of the camera. Right. And we tested 22 products plus mine. Double-blind study. Nobody knew what it was. Up front, my product was the only one which worked. The only one.
No kidding. Okay. This has long been a scandal, Norbert. The whole idea of protecting people from electromagnetic frequencies, electromagnetic radiation. Most of these things, if not virtually all of them, don't work. That's what you're saying.
And when I went through Amazon, you know, I'm a pick this and a pick that and pick back and that, you know. And then they have these paint, which we didn't test because it was ridiculous, for $4,000. You paint the walls inside your house, right?
Oh, yes.
For $4,000.
Yes.
Okay. And I wrote to the company. I said to the company, okay, so I'm interested in, so what do I do with my windows and doors? I mean, if I paint my walls, it's fine, but the electromagnetic radiation will prefer to go through my doors and my windows.
Right.
And you should see what they came up with what stories they came up with. Okay. It's for me, personally, a total scam. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then when you read, then in these products, it's sometimes when you know the business, and sometimes when they write things, you know, they have no idea what they're talking about, or they take you for idiots. They say, oh, okay, use this product. We block you from electromagnetic radiation. Well, in order to make a cell phone call or Wi-Fi, you need electromagnetic radiation as you need gas for the car. If they would block it, you wouldn't be able to make a phone call.
Right.
It wouldn't work. Right. So this is how stupid they take us. And we deserve it if we are just like sheep and don't start to think.
Unfortunately, many are. Man, that's a big business, selling EMF protection that doesn't work. Big money maker.
Yeah, and there's high profits because there's nothing behind it, which had to be invented and pushed through.
Now, Norbert, I have a question before you go on. A question. If all of you look under images under Norbert's name, and you'll scroll down kind of in the middle, you'll see the products, Protect Pro Technology, SD9-1, SD9-5, 10, and so forth. They're right there. That can be reached by going to protectpro.net. Now, you also have another site that's called improveyourlife.us. Which one would you rather have people go to first?
I did improveyourlife.us lately because people can easily remember the website. Improve Your Life makes sense.
Sure.
US States.
Got it.
And if they
Very
call
good.
It my landing page, if you go to that landing page, you come to all my products, all the videos, all the talk shows, all the webinars, to everything.
It's nice. It's all there in one place. Yes.
Okay. Because before all I had two websites, Protect Pro and High Energy, because you and I, we never spoke about my High Energy products for the water and for the body and so on. So, yes, if you see that, you see the certificate and you see the products, SD9, the one is the smallest one, which you carry on your body. It covers 5 feet in radius,
mm-hmm.
Which is enough for yourself, like a fortress, like a weapon around your body.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next SD9-5 is 15 feet in radius, which I recommend for people who have a car. Because every
15 feet, the five.
Yeah. Yeah. Is a meter. It's 5 meters. It's 15 feet. So if you drive even a regular combustion chamber car, creates electromagnetic radiation, which lots of people don't know.
They don't know. If you have a tri-field meter, take it in your car, hold it near the dashboard, just anywhere near the front of the car. See how much EMF is coming out of there. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. And the EMF is as well created by the brakes and by the turning of the wheels. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you put this unit in your glove box, then yourself and all the people in the car are protected. And if you go to a restaurant, you take it with you and put it on the table. Whatever happens in the restaurant, you don't care. So then I have the SD910, which is 30 feet, which I designed for small offices or a one-room apartment. Mm-hmm. And then the SD950, which is designed for a house property, which covers 150 feet in radius. That's a lot. And hopefully it covers
your... That's a bubble around your whole residence for sure.
Yeah. And I designed it this way that if you have a sandbox for the kids outside or a barbecue place, that this is all protected. And these products work as a globe, three-dimensional. So second, third floor, basement is covered as well. So gotcha. All these measurements go in a globe is the work there. Now, the and they have a 10-year warranty made in Germany. And now, as I said, I was last week in Germany. They're now all upgraded to 6G. If you have bought them or will buy them tomorrow or next week, whenever, they are 6G. You don't need to care, is 6G coming? Where is it? Is it hidden? Does it hit me? It doesn't matter. They're covered 6G. Right. So we had talked about this SAR, specific absorption rate. And I want to give you two, three quotes at the end towards this thing here. The science directorate of the European Parliament, said public concern is not unfounded. In places with long-term exposure, should be 100 microwatts per square meter not be exceeded. So the German, the European Parliament says it shouldn't be more than 100 microwatts. They say that, but everybody ignored it. Then there was a professor in New Zealand called Neil Cherry. You find him on my website. And he says, regarding limit values, I came to the conclusion. The limit values are seriously incorrect and show patterns of bias and deliberate twisting. This is the same Professor Cherry who detected that the radar stations from the police, the speed stations, create cancer, which he published. Mm-hmm. The last quote from Professor Voger from the Technical University at the city of Aachen in Germany, he said, the claim that the limit values have a protective effect is to be regarded as incorrect scientific information. Incorrect scientific information. This corresponds legally to all features of fraud and includes grossly negligent and deliberate threats and mayhem.
Yeah. Got it.
So they say it. They say it. It's there, ladies and gentlemen. It's there. Please just look at it, read it, study it. I have lots of this on my website. There's lots out there in the world on the internet. It's obvious. It's obvious. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, looking back, it's obvious to most people that this thing with our vaccination was the biggest guinea pig activity ever in history. But when we were involved, a lot of people were involved, they couldn't see the smoke around it. So this is dangerous if we can't see the truth, the reality.
Most people can't, unfortunately. They can't. It's very hard. Norbert, there are over 1 billion active websites on the internet now. A billion.
Wow.
And it's staggering when you think about it. So how much of those are involved with the alt news? I don't know. But I do know that the alt news world is full of hucksters and con artists and phonies, just like in the mainstream media, but they're all basically doing the same thing over there. The alt news world can have any number of different versions and variations on the same theme, and they're all bogus. It doesn't matter. There's no accountability. It's a jungle out there. It's very difficult to find. good products. And very happy with Norbert's products. I've used them for several years now. And the other product that is huge is Allicin C. And if you all are not taking one Allicin C capsule a day, you're missing the boat. This is the most important immunological booster I can imagine. It's the world's most profound, broad-spectrum, all-natural antibiotic and antiviral as well. Allicin C, one capsule a day, just to keep things up and keep that electromagnetic radiation minimized by using Norbert's products. The EMR will tear you apart. Go ahead.
Well, I would go further. We don't minimize it, okay? As I said in my seminars, you cannot be a bit pregnant. You're pregnant or not. So either you nullify it,
right,
or you don't.
Or you don't.
To reduce electromagnetic radiation by 10, 20, 30%, or sometimes they say in literature up to 50%, up to 80%. So what does that mean? Up to 50%, the remaining 50% already killed.
Exactly. Up to 80% can mean 5%.
Yeah.
They don't tell you what it is. It's one of the oldest scams going.
So if you go on my website, there is ProTech Pro Technology, a write-up, 8 pages, where I explain my technology as much as I want to say. It's proprietary. But that if you read that, you understand what I'm doing, how I'm doing. And you said something before about the tri-field meter. Good that you said that. I have to say a quick sentence about that. When you have a tri-field meter, it's what I called a stupid meter. The speedometer in our car is a stupid meter. It measures quantity but no quality. Right. It tells you drive 120, but it doesn't say how safe are you now. Or if you go on your scale and you weigh 200 pounds, that's a quantity but no quality. It doesn't say how healthy you are, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, these tri-field meters, they are stupid meters. They measure, in our world, in our quantum physics world, everything I'm doing is based on quantum physics. So in the quantum physics world, they're antique, stupid meters. So they measure the electromagnetic radiation, more or less precise, but they cannot measure what I do, because I change the quality of the electromagnetic radiation, which means I leave the part which you need to make the phone call. But the part in these frequencies which harm your body or your plants or your animals, I nullify these so they have no more impact. And I explain this on these 8 pages. So when people then buy my product, which happens sometimes, and they say, oh, I bought the products and I took the trifold meter and it has the exact same value like before. I say, yeah, it's a stupid meter. You don't know what you're doing. They don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't. I mentioned in the beginning that EMF is going to be around. You can't block it and still use your equipment, okay? That's the bottom line. You have to, I like the word harmonize it, whatever. You calm it. Anyway, go ahead.
Nullify it, which means it has the part which harms you has no more impact. You can still use the product technically, but it has no more impact. So this is what you have to do. And this tri-field meter, which I call stupid meters, they cannot measure this in quantum physics world, what I do. They can. And that's the nice part of it, because if I wouldn't do it the way I do it, it wouldn't work, like these 22 products. If you go on my website, there's a button called the webinars. And under the button webinars, you see many webinars I gave. And one is about that test with these 23 cell phone protection. And that's the people who sell you a hat. You know, you put a cap over your head, and it protects you from electromagnetic radiation. I mean, come on, wake up. So the electromagnetic radiation only affects the part where the head is sitting, and what about the other body parts? There is no electromagnetic radiation attacking your body. As Einstein said, people have to start to think, not to learn facts in school, but they have to start to think about what they're doing and what they're saying. Learning is learning how to think, not facts.
Well, he's right. That's why I mentioned earlier, I don't like video very much. When people are looking at video, they're not thinking, not nearly as much as they can if they're just listening. Just listen, things take on a whole new meaning. It's true. Thank you, Norbert. That was very helpful and very enlightening. And I hope all of you can go take a look, improveyourlife.us is the site, and look around and pick yourself one of these up. You can stick it in your pocket, whatever.
I would like to say goodbye with a sentence I would leave with the audience, the thought for the day.
Yes.
How does my existence contribute to the good for others?
Thank you. Because I've always said that our opportunity here, it's not a chore, it's an opportunity, is to leave things a little bit better than they were before we got here. That's the idea.
Thanks
Thank you, Norbert.
Me. You're such a yes. great guy. Your station is wonderful. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Okay. All right. We will be back tomorrow. Another program for you. Thursday night. Take care. Have a safe day tomorrow. And keep thinking. Talk soon.